Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go. One. Hey everybody, I'm Lee Houston here. David Bird in the house. I'm gonna sit back and let David do all the talking. Not all the talking, but he'll be our host for tonight. I'm gonna just sit back and chill. Before I get started, David, we got some business to take care of.
Yeah. First thing we got to mention is backup delivery. They put the DM delivery, backup delivery, LLC, is a wonderful, wonderful sponsor for tonight. But man, one thing I got to talk about is the CM Punk MJF match from last night. I enjoyed that match. Now that right there, that's the wrestling match. They did everything right. They took their time. They didn't mess up. But the referee messed up. But that match was amazing. That was a good wrestling match. I thoroughly enjoyed that match. I don't think that's Bobby Lashley will defend the WWE Championship inside the Elimination Chamber. Okay, Brock Lesnar, Austin Theory, AJ Styles, and Matt Riddle. And it was announced there will be a Elimination Chamber. The winner of that particular match will face Becky Lynch or Lita for the Raw Women's title at WrestleMania. And there will be a mystery opponent. A mystery opponent is going to be announced. It's going to be interesting to see who that mystery opponent is. You know, everybody's talking and mentioning who could this person be. Me personally, I feel it's going to be someone that's been injured that's going to make their return. Maybe a Asuka or Lacey Evans who's been out because she's been pregnant. I think it may be one of us two. But yeah, Elimination Chamber is shaping up to be a very good thing. And the NWA is also looking forward to their next big show, Crockett Cup, the village tag team tournament that they do out there, similar to what it has been with the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic. They announced some of the teams participating in this Crockett Cup like Strictly Business, like the British Invasion, like the Briscoe Brothers, who are also participating in this tag team tournament. And, of course, we have some mystical impact next pay-per-view. Moose will defend the Impact World title against W. Morrison. Mickey James will defend the Impact World title against Top Spears. And, of course, the 10-man hard format. Team Impact versus Team All Against. You know, I have to say this. All these cards to all these upcoming pay-per-views look extremely good. Even WrestleMania, they got Ronda Rousey vs. Charlotte. They got Brock Lesnar vs. Roman Reigns again, by the way. But all these cards are shaping up to be very, very successful cards. And let's not forget our AEW all the of course, there will be a ladder match, which I mentioned before, the winner of the ladder match will face, will challenge the AEW World Championship. Whatever that means, that's the only match that's been announced for that show so far. That is the only match has been announced. What do you think is going to happen with this chamber match?
I don't know. I'm going to call it right now. Brock Lesnar wins the chamber.
I'm hoping.
I'm losing it. Say it again. Anyways, we got technical problems as always. Hey, say again. We lost them. There you go.
They have blocked
hang on, yeah, too much background going on.
I can see that happening.
Yeah.
I mean, you're cutting in and out. Say it again. Hang on, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to fix this right quick. I got something for that. Ladies and gentlemen. Hey, David. I'm calling from my phone. 1 second. You're cutting in and out. 1 second, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to fix this right quick. Well, I can barely hear you. Our usual technical difficulties as always. We're going to fix that wagon right now. Hang on a second here. All right. There we go. That's better.
Can you hear me?
All right, that's better. You cutting in and out. Repeat all that again. I can barely hear you.
No, I was saying one of the things that interests me the most is how the match is going to play out. Like, for example, who's going to start the match? Or who's going to come out last? Who's going to be the last two people to enter?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's one of the things that interests me the most. Because that's going to be a very, very intriguing match. And we are going to have the female elimination chamber match, so my question was answered. Because all the girls are curious, all they're going to do it because they're in Saudi Arabia. So it has been announced there will be an all-female elimination chamber match, and the winner of that match will face the Raw Women's Champion at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be interesting, but anyway, let me announce the people that have been announced to participate in this match. Bianca Belair, Rhea Ripley, Doudrop, Nikki A.S.H., and Liv Morgan, and the mystery opponent, who has yet to be named, and what they're saying is the mystery person is not going to be revealed until the day of the show.
Wow, okay. Interesting.
Me personally, I don't think it's going to be anybody new. I think it's someone that's been injured that's going to return, like maybe Asuka or Lacey Evans. She's been missing since she's been pregnant. So I'm thinking it's going to be one of them two. I know a lot of people have thrown out names and mentioned people like, hey, maybe someone's going to debut. I don't think that's going to happen. Personally, I think someone that has been away is going to make their return. Now, me personally, I think it's going to be awesome. Yeah. I'm going to pick Oscar and I'm going to stick with Oscar.
Well, we don't know for sure until the. So you're saying they're not revealing until the day of the chamber.
Yep, that's what they're saying.
I gotcha.
That this mystery woman will not be revealed until the day of the show, until the match is taking place.
Well, actually, that's actually in that person's advantage, because how you gonna pair with somebody you don't know who you're facing? So. Whoever's the last person in the chamber match for the women's match, they have an advantage because they can get ready and nobody knows who's going to be.
To be honest, I like that idea. Let everybody wait until the day of the show, until it's time for the match. Don't reveal the person before the actual show. For me personally, I think that is an awesome idea.
Yeah.
But you got to talk about the bloodline, because Roman Reigns will be facing Goldberg. I have no issue with that match, because that match was supposed to take place at WrestleMania 36, but it ended up not happening, so we're going to see that match. So I have no complaints about that match. Mm. Of course, Drew McIntyre will face Madcap Moss. The Usos will defend the SmackDown the SmackDown Tag Team titles against the Viking Raiders. So this Elimination Chamber is shaping up to be a damn good show. And not to be outdone, NXT's Stand and Deliver, the next takeover. Of course, Braun Breaker will defend the NXT Championship against Santos Escobar. And it looks like we're going to see Dolph Ziggler take on a Tommaso Ciampa.
You know, I've given NXT, I've given them a chance. They're saying don't knock it till you try it. I tried it. I'm knocking it. Blah. I don't know nothing about it.
What do you think of Ziggler and NXT?
Like NXT, before I answer that, like I don't like nothing about NXT 2.0. I hate everything about it. I hate the setup. I hate the design. I hate the way the fans are sitting. I hate it all. Now, to answer your question, I don't think he has a chance.
I don't know.
I gotta ask you this. What has become of Johnny Gargano? You know, like, what's he doing? What's up?
Well, he can't
keep
up, to be honest.
Say again?
He really can't do anything, to be honest. He's on that 90 day course, and 90 days is 3 months.
Yeah.
So, he can't do anything until those 90 days
are up. Like you said, that's 3 months. That's messed up.
That's what they have to do. They have to wait for 3 months before they can wrestle.
This is why I say this. I'll say it again. Every wrestler worldwide needs another multiple streams of income.
No, there's a little inside joke. It's like even when you leave WWE, you're still technically working for them.
Yeah, that's true.
Very, very funny. Let me see. War Games was on December 5th. And Gargano, that was his last match. So, March, next month.
And, you know, MVP once said, it was a tweet. MVP once said, it's kind of true. There's life outside of the E. He was referring to WWE. There's other companies outside WWE are doing well. And it's fine if you're with them. So I think wrestlers should have multiple streams of income. So when you can't make money from your WWE contract, You always have money elsewhere coming in.
Very, very true. And, this is going to be very, very interesting. I'm looking forward to seeing this Elimination Chamber show. Even the NWA's Coffee Cup Tag Team Tournament. They're going to have teams from all over the world participating in this massive tournament. As I stated before, we're going to see teams like the Briscoe Brothers and the Fish Invasion and the Wild Cards and Strictly Business and the Rock and Roll Express and other teams to be named.
Let me ask you this. This weekend, who are you pulling for the Super Bowl?
You know, I don't know. I gotta be honest, the thing I'm looking forward to the most about the Super Bowl is the halftime show, to be honest.
Of course.
The most anticipated halftime show in Super Bowl history. For those who don't know, if you've been living under a rock, the Super Bowl halftime show will feature Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Kendrick Lamar and the great Mary J. Blige.
And
this is non-wrestling related. Snoop Dogg is a WWE Hall of Famer under their celebrity wing. And I also got to give a special congratulations to Snoop Dogg for successfully purchasing the rights to Death Row Records.
Yes, sir.
So Death Row is back. Of course, Snoop is the cousin of Sasha Banks. Sasha Banks, who hasn't been seen since the Royal Rumble. She's scheduled to return back to TV soon.
You know, I'll tell you something right quick. For those of you watching Super Bowl, if you want other options, it'll be streaming on Peacock, but there'll be a delay. But it's everywhere. It'll be a delay on Peacock because it's also on live TV. So you watch it on Peacock, watch it on Fox, whatever, ESPN, all the other stuff, everything else.
Absolutely. You know, I just saw something that I found interesting. It's that WWE has done a total of
467
pay-per-views.
Yeah.
The Cum Elimination Chamber will be 468.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Hey. If you haven't heard, WrestleMania.
30 years.
The night of WrestleMania. Yes, sir. The night of WrestleMania will be held at Monday Night Raw, be at American Airlines Center right here in Dallas, Texas. Tickets are available, or will be available soon. So, you got a bunch of options. You can do night one. You go to night one, watch night two on Peacock, come from your home, wherever you go watch it at. You go to night two, watch night one on Peacock, wherever you going to watch it at. Or you can watch the whole thing on Peacock. Monday Night Raw the next night at American Airlines Center. Some of the options you can play it.
You're right. Hell, some people might do all three. They might go to both nights and go to Raw tonight out.
Yes, sir. Let's say you can't afford to do all WrestleMania. No problem. You can go to night one, watch night two at home. Go to night two, watch night one at home. You can't afford none of that. Cool. Peacock. Or you can, if you want to catch it live the night after WrestleMania, Monday Night Raw at American Airlines Center, it's going to be lit.
Absolutely. I know I'm a little late, but I
got to
say this. Congratulations, Randy Orton, for making WWE history. He recently has the most pay-per-view matches wrestled out of any other WWE superstar in the history of the company. Randy Orton's currently at 179 pay-per-view matches wrestled. So congrats to him.
Damn, you went nerdy.
179. Kane is right behind him. 176. The Undertaker is at 174.
Triple H, 173. John Cena, 163. Chris Jericho, 144. The Big Show, 142. Edge, 137. The Miz, 133. And last but not least, Kofi Kingston at 119.
Well, that's
those are the top 10 guys that
have
wrestled the most
pay-per-view
matches.
Well, if you ever need to know that, there you go. Talk about nerd with the facts, man. Wow. That's nerdy as hell, but appreciate you. But tell you something, man. Unfortunately, wings can't, like, Valentine's Day coming up, and some people are Ebenezer Scrooge Valentine's Day, you know? You know, like, hey, bro, it's no November out here. We fall in love on Valentine's Day. It's like Ebenezer Scrooge on Christmas, you know what I'm saying? But there is a cure. Hooters, if you have Hooters is offering free wings with a purchase of 10 wings, all you got to do is bring a picture of your ex and shred it, and you get free wings.
You know,
it's
funny. They've been doing that the last 3 years.
Yes, sir. So you could be like Ebenezer Scrooge on Valentine's Day, or you can enjoy some free wings. All you gotta do is bring a picture of your ex, you get a discount, you get a little something off. Shred that sucker. Be willing to shred it for free wings with a purchase of 10 wings, and you're good to go.
Absolutely. You know, another thing that somebody can do, a lot of females, they like wrestling, and they watch wrestling just like guys. So for those who are listening, a nice Valentine's Day gift would be to take your woman to a WWE show.
Wait a minute. Some people don't, they act like they don't know. So this is what you do. The night before, you sit your girl down, and I'm talking to those girls who never watched wrestling in their life. Educate them, okay? Educate them. Make sure they learn good. Because I remember I made a mistake one time. I was sitting right in front of a guy who brought his girl to the wrestling event, and the whole doggone night, he's asking questions. You know, like, good. It's not the time. Not the time. The night before, educate that girl, get up to speed, and you're good to go.
Absolutely. You know, I got a friend
who's
married to a big wrestling fan. Just like I am, and she's never going to a show. I was like, you've been watching for 20 years and you've never went to a show?
I can relate to that, man. I just started going myself. I can relate to that.
Yeah, so she finally went to her first show last year. Her boyfriend, for Valentine's Day, took her to a WWE show.
Mm-hmm.
So that made for an awesome Valentine's Day.
Yes, sir.
You told me that story. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was. It was awesome. You know, when WrestleMania tickets come available, y'all, please, I'm begging y'all. It's very important. Read the seating chart, okay? Use the seating chart so you won't get no bull crap, okay? You go to the show. You sit down. You get comfortable. It's a nice 3 hours of the show. 3-4 hours. So you don't want to be comfortable and all of a sudden, hey man, you sit in my seat. Notice my seat. And now there you go. Use the seating chart.
Yeah, that's true. I've seen people do that. Countless times. Can you imagine? I remember the longest WrestleMania they did was WrestleMania 35.
Yes, sir.
And get this. If you add the 2 hour pre-show combined with the actual show, it was 7 hours in all.
Yeah, I remember.
And this is with the pre-show.
I remember we clocked out when it was off the air. It's like 11:02.
Oh, my,
whoa, this is so long. Yeah, my mom's watching with me at the time. And she made it like 10 o'clock. She made it like 10:30. She's like dozing off, watching it. So my mom had enough. 11 o'clock, she was out.
that was an awesome WrestleMania. That was a good WrestleMania. Better than WrestleMania 36, but I'm not going to fully blame the WWE because COVID came in and messed everything up.
But of course. Like, it's nobody's fault because they playing for a live crowd. COVID said, nope, not today. Sit down somewhere. And they did the best they could. And Vince is of the mindset. Vince is the lifestyle. It's not the same as the lifestyle of Vince McMahon. The show must go on. He lives by that statement. You know? Vince McMahon lives and dies by the statement, the show must go on. Ain't no, we ain't canceling a squat. We gonna keep going. I don't care nobody in the building. We gonna keep it going. That's what they did.
Absolutely. I gotta give props to Melina. For those who've seen the Royal Rumble, Melina was quickly eliminated. She was in the match for a little over 30 seconds. But a lot of people were pissed off and complained and blamed the company for Melina's quick elimination. Even Gail Kim said some... wasn't cool for the company to do that to her, but she was right there for that. She said it wasn't the company, it was her.
Yeah, damn right. Is that...
back on it, if you watch it, you can't fake gravity.
Yeah. Like, it's not the company's fault.
She lost her balance and she fell on her own. And to be honest, she was actually supposed to be in the ring longer.
Yeah.
But gravity said not today and she went along.
Like, exactly like you just said, man. Like, the company on the side who gets, they can decide who wins, but elimination happens when it happens. So,
yeah, you can't fake gravity.
Yeah.
Same thing with Kofi Kingston in the same show. Gravity was like, not today.
That's like the Warlord and Santino Marella.
That was different. That was planned.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the way those two got eliminated, gravity was like, not today.
Yeah.
Stone Cold said the same thing. It happened to him in 96.
Uh-huh.
He was supposed to be in the Royal Rumble match longer than he was actually in the match. What happened was he got clotheslined. He was supposed to hang on and he slipped and went over the top rope and down to the floor.
Yeah.
So when you got a lot of sweaty bodies and everybody's hitting the ropes. Those ropes are slippery because guys and girls, they're sweating. You know, they sweat and they make the ropes slippery.
Uh-huh.
See, one of the things I noticed at a wrestling show, and what you don't see on TV, is that after every match, they usually wipe off the ring ropes and wipe off the sweat to keep the ropes from being slippery.
Yeah.
And then to make matters worse, WWE, their ring ropes are loose. They're not tight. So you got loose ropes and a wet rope. Not going to end too well.
Mm-hmm. I remember Chris Jericho, he went for the lion salt one time and the rope snapped.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Slipped off.
Yeah.
And cracked his head on the floor. I remember that. That was nasty. I remember the late, great Hayabusa. This is years before he passed. He used to do a springboard double moonsault. And he slipped and broke his neck. Of course, he finished the match with a broken freaking neck, but that's how the injury happened.
Yeah.
Same thing happened. It happened to a bunch of people.
Speaking of broken freaking necks, I gotta give a shout out to Kurt Angle. Nothing special, but just a shout out to you. Since it is the Olympics, I guarantee you Kurt Angle's watching the Olympics.
Oh, yeah, the Winter Olympics. speaking of that, I do know that the WWE did sign Gable Stevenson, who won an Olympic gold medal last year in freestyle wrestling. That's how Kurt Angle won his gold medal.
Yeah.
So, they signed him, and everybody in the company are having high hopes for him. They want him to be on par, on Kurt Angle level. But to be honest, you can't expect him to be on Kurt Angle level.
No.
Like, Kurt Angle got to where he is because of the way he presented himself, his personality, the way he carried himself.
Uh-huh.
People gravitated to him. People liked him. So they can't expect the same thing to happen to Gable Stevenson. Gable Stevenson is going to have to get over on his own.
Yeah.
If he happened to like him, then it will help. But it's going to be interesting to see how he's booked and how he's positioned and how the audience is going to react to him. You know, I know he's currently training at the Performance Center.
No, speaking of the Performance Center, a few people, every now and then, people that sign NXT, a few of them barely don't see the ring. You know, they barely don't see the bright lights of NXT, whatever we're going to put them at.
Yep.
We'll sign you, but it's up to you. But you're going to see the light of day. You're going to see, we're going to put you on TV and everything. Very few people, we can sign you all day long. But very few people get out of the Performance Center and we'll put you in NXT, put you on SmackDown, put you on Raw if we need you.
Mm-hmm.
Very few people do that.
You're absolutely right about that. The Performance Center is an event within itself.
Yes, sir.
If you can get past that, then who knows what they're going to do with you.
They signed The Rock's daughter. We ain't seen her at all yet.
Well, she's still training.
Of course. That's my point. Because we can sign you. We can train you. But it's up to you. We're going to get out of that and go to the next level.
Yeah, it all depends on the person, too. Because, you know, everybody, the way they train, some people take the things quicker and faster.
Yeah. I guarantee there's pressure on The Rock's daughter. What's her name? Simone, I gotta guarantee you, some people, I guarantee you, like, since you're The Rock's daughter, you're a fourth generation wrestler, you know, it's in your blood. But maybe, just maybe, let her do this on her own.
You know, I love the footage that WWE put up on WWE.com where The Rock was guest training at the Performance Center. He took his daughter. He sat his daughter down in the corner, and he told her, like, listen, I love you, but I'm going to do to you the same thing my dad, your grandfather did to me. I'm not going to take it easy.
Oh, yeah.
And he sure didn't take it easy with him. To her credit, she kept coming back, and she kept coming back, and she kept coming back for more.
That's the whole point right there. When you train in NXT, training for wrestling period, if the more you come back, okay, now I can do some work. But you give up that first couple of weeks, that first time, bro, you ain't, it's not in you, man.
Yeah, they have a bunch of people who are there every day training people. And then on top of that, you have guest trainers coming. And you never know who's going to come in and guest train.
Oh, yeah.
I remember another video where Triple H and William Regal were giving a speech before the guest trainer walked in and everybody's sitting around the ring. And then normally they would announce the person who will be training, who the guest trainer is going to be. But this particular time, they didn't tell him. The guy just walked straight in, and the look on everybody's faces was priceless. And the person that walked in was none other than The Undertaker.
Wow. I hope the God is on YouTube somewhere. I got to see that.
It was up on WWE.com.
Wow. I
just walked straight in there. I was like, whoa.
Mm. You imagine the bragging rights of getting trained by the Undertaker?
I can imagine.
Bruh, like, that's the top of the line quality training right there. Like, Hall of, future Hall of Famer himself. And so imagine getting trained by that man. Like, the career you can have being trained by him.
Anytime you could take one thing and learn one thing from one person, that's good.
Yeah. I remember this one time, we're going to wrap it up in just a second. I remember the one time I was on Facebook, I asked the wrestler a simple question. He's an amateur wrestler. Not amateur, he's an indie wrestler. I asked him a simple question. Who trained you? Who trained? It's a very simple question. Indie wrestler answered this question. And he got offended at me because I was doubting his skills as a wrestler. No, it's a very simple question. Who trained you? Because your training eventually shows up. You know whoever trains you by the way that you wrestle.
True.
Daniel Bryan's training. You see Shawn Michaels, William Regal train him by the way he wrestles. Oh, that's Shawn Michaels and William Regal's work. You can tell by the way that you wrestle who trained you.
Yeah, sometimes that's definitely true. Bryan
Danielson
is a dangerous dude.
Yes, sir. I think we're going to go ahead and wrap it up tonight. Thank you so much for joining us. This is part two. If you want to check out part one, it's available now on anchor.fm / Wrestling Tracks. It'll soon be available everywhere. This is our Elimination Chamber update part two. I'll work on it tomorrow and get it all together. I want to thank David for being with us tonight. I'll see you guys next time, everybody.
Take care, everybody.
If y'all hear from us this weekend, yes, sir. If y'all hear from us this weekend, enjoy the Super Bowl. Have a great time. We'll see you next time, everybody. Thank you, David.